I mean, if you take children from any inner city deprived world, and let's talk about London where we are, there are some very affluent, rich communities, rich families, come from very wealthy backgrounds. However, you also have to look at the darker side. And those darker side in London is not great. There's a lot of stabbing, a lot of crime, social deprivation, coming from broken homes. And when I use the word broken home, I'm talking about there's no father figure. Mother might be an alcoholic, mother might be taking drugs, cannot provide for her children. There's no structure to the family, there's no discipline in the family. Child does what he wants to do, gets involved with the wrong crowd, i.e. crime and gangs. And they are diverted into things that you hope that no children experiences. However, we know that exists, both in London, both in England, as well as across Europe and also across different parts of the world. Any sport, particularly football, being in the industry we're in, it's a great tool to use football as an institution to bring unity, to bring commitment, to bring love, to bring happiness, to bring joy to that child's life. And there ain't many who can basically experience that. There ain't many programs around the world who can give that. Some do a fantastic job, others lack in it, not because they're not good enough to give it, but they lack the experience, the know-how, the education. So for me, and for what I have decided to take up this responsibility, I believe football has a fundamental role in today's society and in today's children, and diverting them away from some of the activities that I mentioned. Drugs, crime, gangs, and they have something to work towards. And Pro Touch, Soccer Academy, like many other organisations and institutions across the world, and there ain't only Pro Touch in England. There are plenty of good organisations do good things with the right attitude, with the right frame of mind, not because they want to make lots of money and mislead people and children's dreams and take a full advantage. No, there are good organisations out there, and it's a credit to them. And we're probably like one of them, I like to think, but that's my opinion. Hey, you know, it's only my opinion. I let other people judge us what we do. And it's great to see young people have a passion and a drive to succeed. There's over 100 kids at Protest Soccer Academy. How many of them will go on to become professional footballers? There are currently over 20 professional footballers from our organisation playing in professional football week in, week out. How many of them will make the grade to play first team football, whether you're in the Premiership, Championship, League One, League Two? I'll probably say very few. If you're lucky, maybe one. But they have a desire to try and reach that goal. And all we've given them is the platform. And our motto, the bridge and the experience to professional football. Nowhere along that tagline or nowhere along that statement does it say we guarantee you to become a professional footballer playing in the Premier League.